For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Hannah Hogensen, a sophomore goaltender out of Anchorage, Alaska. And first of all, Hannah, great performance by you between the pipes on Saturday night at Ohio State. Very impressed by your play. You have a different style of play, and I mentioned that to Coach earlier in the press conference, but kind of define how your style of goaltending is different from your fellow goaltenders.
I'd say just kind of growing up and playing on the boys' end of things, that I was always a lot smaller than the other goalies that I was playing against. So I had to change my style of play a little bit. I think being smaller, you have to be a lot more powerful in your size to get across the same distance, but you also have to be really fast. So I think I just try and play as aggressive as I can while still maintaining like good positioning and then just being active in all areas of the ice.
I notice you also like to play the puck rather than freeze it. probably made Coach a little nervous, but I was impressed by it. I love your style of play. Is that something you kind of just don't like to freeze the puck?
I think that is something that, depending on the teams that you're on and the different situations, that some coaches would like to freeze, some coaches would like to play it. So I think that's something that I could definitely work on, is in those tight situations, depending on when we get like hemmed in the zone, that freezing, that's something I could definitely work on, but also being able to like react and play out the rebounds when they do happen to pop out.
So with this upcoming weekend, Hannah, what do you take from this last weekend's performance by you? Did you learn much from it, and do you change anything about your game?
I'd say every time you're in the net, you can always take away things that you could have done better and worked on. So I think I've been just been watching film and then going over it with coach and everything. And there's a couple little things that I would tweak, but I don't think any big major changes to my game will be applied. But I think just knowing that the games from here on out aren't going to get any easier. And so just treating every game like it's a game against the number one, number two team in the nation is huge for myself and for our team. And just going in there with the good mindset that if we work hard and we play our game, we're going to come out with the best outcome.
For you, Hannah, you finally get a chance to play in front of fans here on home ice. What's that feeling going to be like for you on Friday and Saturday?
Obviously, I think it's very exciting, knowing that I'll have some family members too. My grandparents haven't been able to see me play since I was like 12. So that'll be exciting for them and for me. But also just dialing it back in and not treating it any different than any other game, whether my dad's in the stands or my grandparents are in the stands or nobody's in the stands like last year. I think just coming with the same mentality, but still knowing that I'll have that support in the stands will be big.
Okay. Goalies always have some sort of weird ritual or superstitions. Are you superstitious?
I wouldn't say so. I think I used to be when I was younger, but then over the years, things happen before games. You forget gear, something breaks. I think all my superstitions have been broken and I've moved past all of them. So I would say don't really have any now.
What's been your favorite thing about Bemidji outside of hockey?
I think this year, just being able to interact with people has been huge. Obviously last year was unlike anything that any of us could have expected. And I know that my class and our freshman class both love being able to just see people around campus, come to the rink, knowing that we can all practice together, all work out together has been huge. So I think our team and as a campus have all been a lot closer.
Well, there's four goaltenders on this squad this year. Obviously with the transfer portal and that extra year, you've got three teammates that I'm sure you guys push each other, but how much do you push each other in practice and in competition?
I think it's huge. And I think having goalie partners is just phenomenal because, yeah, you're going to push each other and you're competing with each other every day. But it's also someone that you can go, hey, like on that play, what do you think like I could have done better? How would you have played that? Being able to just bounce ideas off each other, but also feeling like that support, like on a drill that maybe is really hard for all the goalies. You could be like, oh, man, that drill was really tough. And they'd be like, yeah, I struggled with that, too. I think it's a great feeling. And you can just bond with your goalie partners on a level that you can't necessarily with some of your other teammates.
What is your major?
Exercise science.
How did you prepare for this season, knowing that it was hopefully going to be more of a normal season?
I think with just COVID not being as much of an issue, I was a lot easier to train coming in this year. I was able to go to the gym every day. So I think just knowing that I'd have that consistently as an option, it was a lot easier to stick with a program and kind of know for a fact that I would be able to get in, get my workouts in. I'd know I'd be able to get on the ice, and I felt a lot more prepared coming in this year and already knowing what to expect too.
Well, Hannah, I can't wait to see you play again this weekend. Good luck. And thanks again for your time.
Thank you.